All right, joining us on Fan Cave Radio right now is Casey Stern of LMB Network Radio. Casey, how you doing?
What's going on, guys? Great to be here. How are you?
We're doing good. We got Dan Frankel, the Mets dweller. You know, we get along, both Mets fans. Alongside me is Stanton Jones, the White Sox dweller.
Casey, thanks a lot for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
No, anytime, man. Love the South Side. Onward and upward. Both of those teams that we root for. Sometimes it takes great pain. What is it? With great power takes great responsibility. Spider-Man said as a sports fan. With great pain comes great hope. You just hope the light at the end of the tunnel is not a train.
Well, for Stanton and I, our records are definitely near the bottom of the cave right now, but we try to lift each other's spirits and hang in there as much as possible.
It's very true. Best friends got to stick together.
Now, Casey, the casual baseball fan may not know that you were actually on ESPN's reality series Dream Job. What was that like for you?
It was pretty crazy. I had gone to school for broadcasting, and originally that's what I had always wanted to do. No sob story, but, some family things that I had going on forced me in a position where I had to make money immediately, and I had done sales and had worked on Wall Street already. So I had kind of just gone that path, and I moved out to Los Angeles and was working in sales. And, I started to get the itch and came back to New York. And, one day I got a phone call from my best friend's mother that, hey, tomorrow they're having this audition for this ESPN job. And I went from the Cowboys-Giants game in a Dave Meggett jersey and waited out online for 5 hours to get in, and ended up making the show. And, it was a great experience. I mean, I know this sounds like it's probably talk afterwards, but I'm glad I didn't win because I still had to kind of work my way. But the experience kind of really, gave me that opening of the door that I think we all need. So, it's an experience I'll never forget and one I'll never, ask for back.
Sounds
but
like
at the same
game.
Time, a lot since then, for sure.
Oh, very cool, very cool.
Absolutely, yeah. Just that experience just seems like one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. What exactly do you think helped you from that from those experiences? What do you think personally helped you going forward?
I mean, to be honest with you, the biggest two parts are, just like kind of what you guys are doing there is, anytime you can open the door and be able to, get people to see you and know who you are. I mean, this is what this business is, but for the most part, really, believing that I could do it. It's one thing to sit there and, you're on your couch and you're in high school, you're in a dorm room and you're like, oh man, I'm going to be this guy. I'm going to be Bob Costas. I'm going to be Bob Murphy when I was a kid or whoever. It's hard. It takes a lot of work. I'm still 10 years in this business and, growing and learning and trying to improve on a day in and day out basis. But really, more than anything else, probably the belief that it was something that could be reality if I worked for it.
Well, going off that, you now have your own show on Sirius XM Radio called Inside Pitch. And Casey, my dream basically is to have my own radio show. Are you set? Are you happy? Or you want to keep going forward?
Well, I think anybody who's set is not really going to be a success. So I think everybody's trying to. I don't even think I mentioned whether it's Bob or anybody's at the top of any level. I don't think they're set either. So no, clearly not set. I'm happy. I mean, we've been doing this show since 2008 after the 6 years I spent at MLB.com, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I love radio because in television, there's and I've done it. There's 45 seconds to talk about this and 37 to talk about that, and in radio, you really can just be a big sports fan and a big kid,
right,
and have fun in that environment. So I'm extremely blessed. I pinch myself on a day in and day out basis. There's not a minute that I'm not grounded. And I think, to be honest, being humble is probably the best part of the learning process of this or any business. And the day you lose that is the day you lose in general.
That's awesome, especially, you've mentioned here that you're such a huge sports fan, and talking to Dan and getting to know about you, I can see that you're a lifelong Mets fan as well. So my question for you is...
painfully.
Well, then this question might not be too good for you.
Yeah, this may be an interesting question. What has been your favorite memory of growing up with the Mets?
It's ironic. Growing up, I had a lot, as somebody who was sitting there and, really growing up and understanding baseball in the 80s, Dwight Gooden and the 86 Mets and really 88 as well until they ran into Oral Hershiser, those teams were probably what got me going.
Right.
I've got a different answer in terms of Mets all time. The greatest sporting event involving the Mets that I've ever been to, and probably the best I've ever been to ever, and I didn't cover it, I was there as a fan, was 920-101 after 9/11.
Yeah.
I worked four blocks from the towers at the time. I was not working in this business. I was just a fan that got tickets that day for the game, and I've never been to, and I've been to all kinds of different events and covered all kinds of different events. I've never been to a building that had that type of emotion, the element that was there. So, you know, ironically, as a Met fan, there's so many diehard moments I can come up with. And the same thing for Mike Piazza's career, but he'll tell you if you ask him, and he said it many times, the same thing about all the different hits he had. Greatest moment he's ever had, that eighth inning home run. And I think it's probably the greatest moment in sports I've ever been present to be able to watch.
Wow. That is, yeah, it was a powerful home run from Piazza, and I wasn't at the game, but I just heard that it's going to be a memorable moment for anyone who was there. Now, talking memorable Mets moments, Stan and I get into this all the time, so I want your opinion. Endy Chavez's catch in Game 7 of the NLCS, or Dwayne Wise's catch to save Mark Burley's perfect game? Which is better?
Well, look, it's always better when there's more on the line, and with no disrespect at all to the perfect game. Here's the thing, right? Even if it's like, if you're asking me what's the better dunk, do you want me to judge when it took place? You want me to judge who it was on? Or you want me to judge how high they got up in the air?
Right.
Because if you're asking me who's a better catch, and we're sitting there and we're breaking down, you know, sports science and talking about feet off the ground, I got to go back and watch the two. But if you're asking me what's the better catch because of when it took place, you know, you look at that game on the line in the postseason, Scott Rolen hits that home run, and who knows why. Now, granted, we know, though, thank you, Aaron Howman. Sorry to members of his family. Right. That it didn't matter anyway, two innings later.
I have a signed ball by him.
Yeah, well, keep that. Okay. You might be able to sell that and get a pack of cigarettes. I think if you look at the better catch, it's hard for me not to go postseason. But what people don't remember sometimes is that could have been a historic, legendary Mets moment even more than it was.
Right.
In the very next inning, with two runners aboard and less than two outs, Jose Valentin and Endy Chavez both had opportunities to drive in with what at that point would have been the run to take the lead. So Molina's home run would have just tied it, and Endy failed. If he gets a base hit and not only makes that catch but wins that game and he becomes your Yadier Molina,
yeah,
he would go down as one of the great legendary playoff Mets ever.
That's what I'm saying. It's a playoff catch. It saved the game. Even though the Mets lost, can you imagine if the Mets won?
All I'm saying is Dwayne Wise made, in my opinion, and I remember watching that live.
It's a great catch.
And I've had a lot of really great sports moments where I jumped out of my seat and I was really, really excited.
Yeah, every Abreu home run.
Pretty much. But let me tell you, though. When Dwayne Wise went up to go rob that home run, not only did he rob it, but he had to bobble it coming down and stick with it.
He didn't have to bobble it.
And saved Mark Burley's perfect game and forever cemented himself in White Sox history.
I don't think we'll ever.
I'm just saying.
I don't think we'll ever get to the bottom of this.
Maybe not, but
we're
it's
both
fine.
Biased.
It's a great
catch. Best catch
in
a perfect game, maybe. Is it the best catch ever? To me, no. I think the moment is always when it's bigger is going to be the biggest part. Just a real quick kind of anecdote on that
right.
catch.
Yeah.
Is I covered the Mets during those years and was hosting a show, Next Stop Shea, which was a show on Mets.com during those years in the playoffs. And I was there covering the Mets, and at the time that Endy made that catch, it was probably the hardest I've ever had time in a press box or press area. And I was outside in the auxiliary seats, not jumping up and cheering, because you want to lose your job quickly in this business, you know, show everybody you're a fan. But I will tell you, it was like the weight of, like, Earth was holding me down.
His whole
because
arm
I
was
so
back.
Much wanted to jump back. I think yeah. I peed my pants. I might have peed my pants.
Casey, we're going to let you go here. We just want a quick advice for young guys like us trying to get into the radio business or the sports business. What would you say?
Realize that regardless of how good you think you are or how good I think I am, that there's always time to grow. Realize that people who have been in it longer than you will always have advice for you to help you and to listen. And never forget that you are blessed to do what, in my opinion, only 1% of the world can do. And that's not work in sports. That's to do what you love for a living. And as long as you never forget that, that to me is the biggest part. And that's what I try and remember every day. When I go to work and I've got a newborn, I get tired.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter what you do for a living, there's always going to be a time. Remember to sit there, write a note on the notebook you carry, put something on your phone on the cover. to just remind you that when there are other people, there's a guy who is charged with going out there to scrape blood off the ice after a fight in the NHL.
Yeah,
and you get a chance to work in this business. It's something not to forget.
Casey Stern of LMB Network Radio. You can find him on Twitter at Casey Stern. Casey, thanks so much for stopping by.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Anytime, boys. Be well. Have fun with this and enjoy Minnesota, okay?
Absolutely. All right, thanks, Casey.